Okay.
So lately I've been doing a lot of reading about global issues and considering that people don't really, I've noticed people don't care about other people's personal space. Like, why would you go into someone else's area when they're not bothering you and just go there and like, you know, try to make them believe what you believe in? I don't know who does that. I mean, I think in times where we need resources, we do that, and it's kind of like, oh, we needed resources, so we went to an area, and then we're going to, you know, say for any reason we're going to be here, whether it's, yeah, your beliefs, like you believe in democracy or a republic, which is what you technically believe in if, you know, you're an American, you believe in a republic. But then you go there and you say, the way you rule is not right, and you take them out of power and you put yourself in power because you need resources. Now that's what other people do in other places in the world, but they do it with religion usually. So, I mean, I guess we use religion as well, but it seems to be that people are more open to government than they are to religion, because you can say within your government, within your constitution, within your beliefs, that you have free practice of religion. So what does it matter what religion you are? And then people are more what is the word I'm looking for? They're more open to allowing you to take over. Because you're going to take over regardless if you're the more dominant force. They can have allies, they can talk, but what's going to happen is when you do talk, when you do compromise, you have more bargaining chips. So when we compromise, and yeah, okay, there'll be less violence, of course, because we're compromising. But whoever has the more bargaining chips ends up winning regardless. They absorb everything. They absorb everyone. So you could look at it as like business. Like, oh, yeah, you may be there, you know, and you may say, no, we don't want to be absorbed. But, I mean, if enough, you know, you're liquid, and if they have enough sponges to clean you up, they're going to be able to. Because you're just not going to be able to say no. You won't. Look at an example. I mean, I'm going to jump from global issues to an example like Instagram. I think they only took like $1 billion for their whole app. I mean, they're worth like at least $5 billion. But they only took $1 billion. So whoever was in charge is just like $1 billion. You know, you could tell what type of background they have. In terms of, maybe they have more. Actually, maybe they have more apps, but they needed money or something. So it's kind of like that, you know, with countries though. So you go there, you know, you need resources, or another country needs someone else's resources. Most of the time, it's like water or milk for them in those countries, because it's not like here. We have mass production of things like milk and water, which just to us, not, why would we be fighting over milk and water? Why would I go across the border and kill a bunch of people because they're not Muslim, or they're not Christian, or they're not Sikh, or they're not Hindu, or they're not this, or they're not that? Well, because you need an excuse to get their water, or you need an excuse to get their cows, or you need excuse to get women and children, because women and children make money in terms of, and men as well, to make a labor force, right? You need a labor force or something like that, right? You need agricultural people. You need something to make money, and all you have is brute force, or all you have is an idea and a plan. So you go and enact it that way, and that's what you do. That's just the reason why people get taken over. That's what goes on. And, you know, it's not to say that there's not going to be a resurgence. resentment or anything like that. It's just, and that's something you have to deal with, but hopefully, you know, you understand your opponent, you don't get yourself into a battle with somebody that can absolutely wipe you out, because that would be foolish, you know. It's kind of like when the Romans, if you study Roman history or European history, in the time of the Roman Empire, if you were to see what they did to certain people who came up against them, that was when they were successful. The moment they started becoming sensitive toward the people and not wiping them out when they uprose is when they lost their power, obviously, right? More sensitivity leads to someone surviving within that local tribe or area who may be intelligent enough to continue to restoke the flames of revolution, and they constantly rebuild or whatever, and like to just take little pop shots and sabotage your whole plan. You could be building them roads, you could be building them wells, you could be giving them, you know, advanced agricultural technology, you could be giving them solar power, you could be giving them all types of things that they would never look at as a positive. They would just see you in charge because they want to be in charge, and they're smart enough to realize what to do in terms of, you know, organizing people and going up against you, but they're not smart enough in figuring out how to work with you, and they don't understand what peace is, and that possibly your empire is so vast that you needed to absorb them because you needed their resources to fuel something that's bigger, that's away from them, that they don't see, like an advanced technological laboratory where they don't even know what is going on. They couldn't even begin to believe or see or even like to think what was going on in the advanced scientific laboratories. You would think it was God, because this, I know you didn't, I mean, not everybody, but I know a lot of people that listen aren't advanced scientific researchers that are listening, right? Probably very few. And that's what I mean by saying it's like God. You would be like, you would need faith because you didn't study in school hard enough to understand, and you're too far behind to be taught what it's actually that's going on. I mean, you could grasp simple subject matter of what's going on, but I mean, to just throw you in there, like, now you're, you know, advanced like quantum physicist, and we need you to fix this machine or make this machine work extremely fast. You wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I don't think I would. I wouldn't. I mean, you know, I'm being honest. I would. I mean, and even if I would know how to, I don't think I could tell you, because in stuff like that, you can't even talk about it. I think they have higher clearance than the president. So if that individual who's a revolutionary is in that area and he's trying to be like, oh, I don't want these people. They're in charge. They're in charge of you for a reason. They're smarter than you, and they'll wipe you out. Like, I mean, most people that are smart, that are intellectually more, have a higher intellectual quotient than you, it's IQ, they probably won't wipe you out because they're compassionate usually, but you push them enough and they're smart enough to wipe you out and make it look like an accident. So it's like, and you could say, oh, it's a conspiracy all you want, but you pushed and you kept pushing. So there's stuff like that goes on everywhere, and people talk about it, but you can't stop the progressive movement of technology. And if resources are necessary to advance, that's why we're trying to go to space. There's places in space that have so much resources that is, if we could build enough robots down here, and I think we may have enough manpower nowadays to do so. So it took millennia to make enough men and women to build these machines to go and do this stuff, and then it's just like people people talk about excess nowadays. I've heard a movie star talking about excess. I don't want to say his name, but he was like, if you think in terms of excess, or you think in terms of that there's a surplus within our own solar system of precious material, you know, that we need, and we're trying to get it. Think about that. It could be a utopia. It could be, you know, something real nice. I mean, we go to Mars. I think it's taken even less time to get to Mars. It takes maybe only 2 or 3 days now. They'll tell you 15, but they're lying to you. And it's like, it's pretty interesting about what we can do in advanced scientific realms in terms of what our technology is nowadays. I mean, of course, this, the common civilian, you're not going to get shit. And to even think, why would we even give it to you? You do it yourself. Build a private industry. Build a laboratory. If you're so fucking smart, do it yourself. Stop looking at other people who are working for the government, working for the greater good, to give you the best technology, and then talking about it being a conspiracy. Shut the fuck up. You think that there's not evil people that aren't part of your country, and you may be a global citizen, but not everybody thinks like you're bleeding hot. It's just so stupid to think that everybody thinks the way you think. Yeah, you're a nice person. Yeah, you want everybody to treat you, but not everybody thinks that way. Somebody's going to take advantage of you, take technology from you, and hurt you and hurt your family. Maybe not in front of your face. Maybe not right now, but down the road. I don't know. I may be a cynic, but I also may be a realist. And that is why we are very quiet about what we know. I'll even lie to you. There's this test that people take to join the federal government in terms of the intellect. And to join the federal government, you have to get like a 31 on it or a 32. And it's mostly pre-algebra. And the majority of people get like 56s and 64s, and they're considered normal. And the math on there is pre-algebra. I've taken it. I wiped it out. It was like I got 100% on it. And I'm looking at this. This is the people that take this. These are the people that are complaining about conspiracy theories. They can't even get a higher than a 70% on this, meaning that out of all the people that took it, you were smarter than 70%. If I take it and I'm taking a 99, I'm smarter than all of you that took it. You get that's the percentile thing. So it's interesting that people who didn't give a fuck about intelligence want to talk about it being theirs. It's not. You're not in charge. And if I had the resources to do so, I would make sure you were never in charge, because you showed me that you don't want to be. You don't care. You don't think that there's people, and the globe is getting smaller as technology becomes better. Let's use little words. Better, okay? So I'm going to keep my vocabulary as low as possible. Technology is getting better every day. The sword becomes the gun. The gun becomes something else. The bulletproof vest becomes the invisibility vest. Do you understand? There's things that are occurring that it will blow your mind. So as you realize how much you're gonna get terrorized and how much you want information, I just think it's wild, you know, that you want information, and then you break into people's homes, and you don't know whose homes you're breaking into. What if you broke into someone's home who was highly intelligent and who had information, and you stole it, and you stole it to another country? That's treason. You get hung and murdered. And that would be a great movie. All that what I just said. Okay. Anyways, so it's called a 30-minute pitch. It's So you kind of get the character that I'm making. You get it?